Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 448 for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted solid gains on Wednesday, testing fresh highs in the new crop months. Canola was up $4 to $8, the November contract up $5.30 at $518.40 per ton. The ongoing lack of moisture in parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan, together with forecasts calling for more hot and dry weather, remained a major supportive feature in the market. Gains in Chicago soy oil and a weaker Canadian dollar were also supportive. Speculators were noted buyers with more room to the upside from a chart standpoint. However, light scale-up farmer selling did temper the advances to some extent. Ideas canola is looking overpriced compared to other oil seeds also put pressure on values. Milling wheat and durum were both untraded, but barley was higher in light commercial activity. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower at the closing bell, retreating in the final minutes after posting gains for most of the day. Soybeans were down 2 to 6 cents, the November contract down 5 cents at $9.56 per bushel. Forecasts calling for more rain in the Midwest were behind some early strength in beans, as about 10% of intended acres are still unseeded and may end up not being planted at all if the excessive moisture continues. However, the large South American crops limited any advances and speculative profit-taking eventually came forward to weigh on prices. Corn futures were down 1 to 2 cents, the September contract down a penny at $3.71 per bushel. The wet Midwestern weather was also a bit supportive for corn, with the declining crop ratings there cutting into the yield prospects. Good demand from the ethanol sector was also supportive, but just as in beans, chart-based selling eventually came forward to weigh on prices. Positioning ahead of next week's USDA reports was also a feature. Wheat ended 1 to 7 cents lower, the September contract in Chicago down 4 cents at $5.23 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest does continue to run behind schedule due to excessive moisture, and that was a bit supportive. Weather concerns in other parts of the world, including Canada and Europe, also underpinned the wheat market, although, as in corn and beans, it was also due for a bit of a correction. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, June 24th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.